Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So we got a 25 basis point rate cut. That's a big deal. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Don't let those year-end benefits go to waste, all right? You want to make sure you get everything you can, and that's what Dr. Mike Venaria is going to do for you. VenariaDental.com. So a couple things I wanted to get to this hour with you, and that is, we have Kerry Severino coming up. We're going to talk about some of the Supreme Court cases this week. We're also going to talk to a guy from the Goldwater Institute, another education topic, this time really around higher education and these peer-reviewed studies and why you should care, because you're paying for it as a taxpayer. That's right. You're paying for it as a taxpayer, and that's the key. We took the president earlier today, but there's a whole bunch of stuff from his video in Pennsylvania, his appearance in Pennsylvania yesterday that I wanted to get to and I didn't get a chance to. He mocked Biden and gave Dave McCormick a shout out as well, and also talked about how Pennsylvania is doing under his administration. So we're going to start with cut number two. The president in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. We played those commercials yesterday for you on the show. Now here's the president, cut two.
And now, after just 10 months in office, I'm pleased to report that America is winning again, Pennsylvania is prospering again, and I will not rest until this Commonwealth is wealthier and stronger than ever before. Remember when Biden got up and called you a state? That was not good. He said, it's great to be back in this state. Where are we? What state is it? It's Pennsylvania. Okay. Now, we're respected again as a country. We're respected. Since my inauguration, we've created nearly 60,000 new Pennsylvania jobs, including 4,000 Pennsylvania manufacturing jobs that the Democrats gave up on. You're doing better than you've ever done. Under our leadership, more than 40,000 Pennsylvanians have been lifted off of food stamps. 40,000. And working with a great guy, remember David McCormick? He used to go to every rally I had, he knew what was happening. And he's here again, as usual. I can't get rid of this guy. Where is he? He got a little lucky, though. You know, in Butler, a place called Butler, Pennsylvania. I love Butler, Pennsylvania, but it's amazing. And we had a tremendous crowd, like 55, 60,000 people. Then I called David. I said, David, come on up. He was working like hell to get elected. It was a tough race, and very few people could have done what he did. But I said, right at the beginning of the speech, I said, David, come on up. Come on up. I want to. This was before the thing happened. And then I looked up and said, you know what, David? Just stay there. I'll get you later. You're so lucky, David. You're so lucky. You don't know. I could have had a little differently shaped ear if it weren't for you. You know, you got very lucky that day. People don't talk about that, but I remember I called him up and I said, just stay there. Because he was walking a little bit slowly. I didn't want to take the time. Oh, boy, that was a good day for you. What a job he did. He's really a great guy. And his wife, Dina, is fantastic. Thank you. Stand up, brother.
I think that the president's going to be on the campaign trail a lot. I really do. That's my sense of it. I think it's going to be a situation where the president comes out, goes out, campaigns. He loves it. He enjoys it. You can tell he's having a lot of fun. He really does. He loves these rallies. He loves them. You know, a lot of politicians hate them, and they have to do them. You have to do these things when you're running for office, obviously. Trump loves them. I mean, he's a showman. You know, he's like... And he's better when he's not on script. It's why when he goes off script and he starts going and people are like, oh, my God, what's he going to say? But for him personally, he just loves that. He's a performer in every way, shape, and form. He always has been. I mean, it's not... Don't forget, this is the guy who used to have a show called The Apprentice and would always go on TV, and he would, he would entertain people. That show was on forever. And that's who Donald Trump is. He is an entertainer. He loves to entertain, and these rallies are 100% entertainment for him. For him, they're fun. It's got to be a lot more fun than just being in the office all day. Being around people, you can tell he gets his energy from that. And certain people go to those situations and they would absolutely 100% be drained. Trump gets energy from those situations. That's very clear. He does. He gets energy from that. So I think you're going to see him a lot on the campaign trail a lot going forward. I really do. And he talked about S-hole countries. This is cut number 5 from the rally in Pennsylvania last night.
Also announced a permanent pause on third world migration, including from hellholes like Afghanistan, Haiti, Somalia, and many other countries. I didn't say all you did. Remember I said that to the senators they came in? The Democrats, they wanted to be bipartisan. So they came in and they said, this is totally off the record. Nothing mentioned here. We want to be honest because our country was going to hell. And we had a meeting. And I say, why is it we only take people from whole countries, right? Why can't we have some people from Norway, Sweden, just a few? Let us have a few. From Denmark. Do you mind sending us a few people? Send us some nice people. Do you mind? But we always take people from Somalia, places that are a disaster, right? Filthy, dirty, disgusting, ridden with crime. The only thing they're good at is going after ships. But they don't go after our ships. You know why? Because that same missile that knocks the crap out of them, that with the drug dealers from Venezuela and others.
Now, there was an oil tanker that was seized off the coast of Venezuela. And what's amazing about that is we don't have all the details on that. The president was asked about it earlier today. He said, you'll hear about it. You'll find out about it. So I assume we will find out about it at some point. But I think that, you know, the whole message is going to be affordability. No doubt about that. It's going to be affordability. That's the issue. Good for him for campaigning. Good for him being on the ground. It's what has to happen. It's the way things need to be. And this is his strength. His strength is going into the crowd and then motivating those low propensity Trump voters. We keep talking about this over and over again. These people that vote for him and they don't vote for anybody else. And we need those voters to come out and vote for Republicans. And if Trump can come and do a rally and get those people, then turn out and vote. Great. Because you know what we learned in the last election in New Jersey? Tele-rallies don't work. They don't work. And so it's very different having people call into a number. The difference between probably reading something online versus reading a book from our last guest. Very different being at a rally with that kind of energy and that electricity versus calling up a number on your phone and then listening to the president talk about what a great guy Jack Chitarelli is. You can't duplicate that in a freaking phone call. I mean, you hear the crowd, you hear the way that they're all excited and you got they're hooping and hollering and whatnot. You can't replicate that in a phone call. I don't care how engaging the person is. It's a phone call. I don't care how great of a speaker they are. The energy level is never going to be the same than when you're at a rally with 5,000 people, 10,000 people, whatever it is. The number's not relevant. I don't need somebody texting me and telling me what the actual number was. I'm making a point about that. The point is, whether it's 50 people or 5,000 people, being in person with people is way better. It's the same thing about, honestly, you know what? It's the same thing, I think. It's when you have a guest in person versus a guest who's on Zoom. Having a guest in person is better. Having a guest on Zoom is a million times better than having them on the phone. Being able to make eye contact with somebody, this is why I like having guests on Zoom. We can make eye contact. We read each other's body language and know when it's the same reason. If I have the opportunity to be on set for a TV interview versus doing it in the van, I'll take the studio every day of the week because it makes for a better engaging interview. It's just better. The chemistry is better. It's all better. Being in person's better. So in the last election, Jack Chitarelli's running, and you know everybody can Monday morning quarterback this stuff, and it's fine. You may be Monday morning quarterback all you want. I'm just saying there's no doubt in my mind that there's a difference between a tele-rally and a rally. You can debate all day long why people don't show up and vote. You can debate the message. You can debate everything. I think 100% of us can agree. There's a difference between dialing a phone, listening to Donald Trump read about Jack Chitarelli, talk about Jack Chitarelli, and then versus this. This is the president now from yesterday in the Poconos, in Mount Pocono, starting with this cut number one.
Hey, hello, Pennsylvania, and I'm thrilled to be back in this incredible Commonwealth with so many proud, hardworking American patriots. That's what you are. So am I. I'm a proud hard worker. I'm a proud patriot, but you're a proud patriot. Thank you very much, everybody. It's a great reception. You know, we're on to expose what happened recently when we took over. You know, it's 10 months and already we have the largest investment ever made in the history of not our country, of any country anywhere in the world. Think of that. But let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that stuff.
You can't replicate that in a freaking phone call, on a tele-rally. You got to have rallies, and you can't replicate that with surrogates either. You need him there to do it, to get his voters out for whoever the Republicans are that are on the ballot. That's what you need. You want to win? That's how you do it right there. And when Susie Wiles said yesterday that he's going to campaign like it's 2024 again, great, because that's exactly what needs to happen. If that happens, then Republicans can win. They can keep the House, and that's what needs to occur. All right, coming up, Carrie Severino is going to talk about two very important Supreme Court cases with me that have major implications for federalism, the Constitution, and so you definitely want to hear those. But I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-County Auto, okay? They're the best. Brian Krieger, Jack Donaldson, the general manager, great people, all right? And now is the season for finding a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota right now during Toyotathon. You can lease a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $299 a month for 39 months. You remember when Trump recently said, buy a Toyota, they're making a big investment in America? Well, there you go. But if you want to go Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, they have the wrap-up-the-year sales event happening right now. You lease a new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Altitude X for just $363 a month for 36 months. If you want to go bigger, get a new 2025 Ram truck, 0% financing for 72 months, or a new 2026 Ram truck with 0% financing for 60 months. There's so many great options. Just go and see them. Stop in. Beautiful showroom. You'll see this gigantic, massive American flag between the two dealerships, the Chrysler, the Toyota dealership, and the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership. But Tri-County is our official car sponsor for the show. That's right. Brian Krieger, my man, Cheryl Krieger, their dog Maverick. They're our guys. These are our people. So go support them. They're easy to get to from wherever you are, off of 422 in Limerick. Easy to get to from the main line, King of Prussia, Collegeville, Jersey, Philadelphia, wherever. And it's worth doing, okay? It is worth doing because they stand with us, and I would love for you to stand with them. It matters who you support. Matters who you buy a car from. They'll give you an amazing experience, no pressure, and they'll guarantee you'll get the absolute best deals and best service. So check them out online, tricounty.com, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Tri-County Toyota, tricounty.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, joining us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, one of the smartest legal minds out there. It's a pleasure having her back on the show, and we've got two major Supreme Court cases to talk about. And that's, of course, I'm talking with Carrie Severino, president of the Judicial Crisis Network. She's on X at JCN Severino. Carrie, thanks for joining us again here in Philadelphia. I appreciate it. Two major cases. They're not necessarily, I would say, the flashiest cases, but they both matter. Why don't we start first with the campaign finance oral arguments that are taking place? Republican Senatorial Committee versus Federal Election Commission. You wrote a piece on this in National Review, and thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Yeah, that case has to do with limits that say that even party committees like the Republican National Senatorial Committee cannot coordinate their expenditures with candidates. That means they can't say, hey, what messages do you think are really important? How do we, you know, what markets do you think need the most shoring up, or where should we run ads? They can't do any of that kind of activity. And the question is this a limitation on free speech, saying the parties can't speak in this way or can't communicate with the candidates? You know, this is something that the court years ago, 20 years ago, might have said, yes, that's okay. But their protection of the First Amendment, it has become so much stronger, and they've one by one struck down many other limits on campaign finance restrictions, such that I think today there's a chance they will overturn that earlier hearing or over their earlier ruling and say, you know what? In this type of situation, you simply can't limit speech, because they've said the only way you can limit speech is if you need to do so to prevent bribery. Otherwise, you might not like having a lot of campaign ads, but the bottom line is we have freedom of speech in this country. So if that means you have to listen to a lot of campaign ads, you got to listen to a lot of campaign ads. But if there's bribery happening, we can limit it. Well, where's the bribery within a single party trying to support its own candidates? That's not really an issue. So in this case, I think the Supreme Court's going to say those limitations have to fall.
Is there an argument to be made that this is a way to evade the limits on how much people can contribute to a campaign?
There are people who have said that people are going to have some kind of bribery where they'll give it to the party, but everyone knows it's supposed to be for a particular candidate. The problem with that is, A, there's earmarking rules that say that that's illegal. So that's already illegal if they're doing that. And so if you can show they're doing that, then you don't need to have campaign coordination limits to address that. And second, there's just no evidence that this is happening. And so, when the government is trying to limit speech, we don't normally allow them to just say, oh, this is, you know, there's a risk that some mysterious kind of problem is going to arise if there's really no evidence it's actually ever happened. And that's really what they're kind of trying to do here, to hang their hat on.
So in other words, if I'm running for the United States Senate, which I have no intention of doing, but if I was, and the Republican National Committee had this money and they said, look, we want to help your campaign, but we want to make sure that the message is working, and they talk to my people about that. Right now, mm-hmm. They can't do that, but the Supreme Court could give them the ability to do so. Now, for me, I think it makes a lot of sense, because obviously, you know, if you're spending this money, you want to make sure that it's going to the right message. You don't want to have a message that's opposite of what the campaign is doing. The goal here is to win, of course. And the free speech aspect of this is, look, hey, if we're going to put out a message in support of a candidate, why not make that message something that actually works for the benefit of that candidate? And I have a First Amendment right. We have a First Amendment right to do so and to say those things that also work out for the benefit of the candidate. I mean, is that a correct analysis of that?
Yeah. And why should we be forced to kind of keep our eyes closed and not figure out what they're doing? So now by mistake, we're all running ads in the same city when we could have spread them out over two cities. Or it just intentionally makes it more less efficient for the parties.
All right. Now, turning to the case, the other case, which I'll read you one of the headlines here from USA Today. Supreme Court seems likely to give Trump more power over agencies. Now, Kerry Severino, Judicial Crisis Network, the way I see this is the Supreme Court seems likely to give the people more power over these agencies. Because right now I have, you have, we have no ability to deal with these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. So they're there. They pass regulations. They pass laws. They make my life more complicated. They make my life more expensive. And I can't do anything about it. I can't get rid of them. But I can elect a president, and that president can set an agenda. But right now, he can't do anything about those people if what they're doing is contrary to the agenda that the people elected him or her at some point, maybe in the future, despite what Democrats say that a woman can't ever be president, to to implement that agenda.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy because when a new president comes in, no one's surprised that, oh my gosh, he just fired the old Secretary of State and he's bringing in his own Secretary of State. He's putting in a new head of the Department of Labor. Of course he is, because that's what a new president does. We understand that certain agencies have to be headed by someone that the president chooses, because personnel is policy. You can't have the guy from the previous administration running it. The problem is we have these sort of Frankenstein agencies that have been created by Congress and that have been allowed to exist for far too long, 90 years going back on this case that they're reconsidering here, that don't really fit squarely. They call them independent agencies, and it's really a fourth branch of government. We learned about three branches. They've got this other branch that, well, they don't answer directly to the president, and they don't answer directly to the legislature, and they're certainly not judges, so where do they even fit? And I think what the court's doing is going and saying, we need to fit this in our constitutional structure. And if this is doing executive actions, we know the Constitution says the executive power is given to the president. So he ultimately does have to have control over those agencies. And I think that's great, as you said, because we're going to actually have some democratic check on the direction of the policy, which is very important. It impacts huge swaths of American society. We need to make sure that's part of our representative government.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I always thought Humphrey's Executor was a horror movie. So this is why I'm glad you're here, Kerry Severino, because you're one of the brightest legal minds in the country. So when I heard Senator Mike Lee yesterday say he attended the oral arguments and he believes that the Supreme Court has the chance to overturn Humphrey's Executor, we were all like, great, awesome. What's Humphrey's Executor?
Right. Well, it is kind of a horror movie. That is the case from 1935 that said presidents couldn't do this firing. And it's what's wild is when you go back and read it, you kind of wonder how they missed this. They said, well, we can't fire someone who's running the FTC because they're not just doing executive things. They're doing legislative things. They're kind of making up laws. And they're also doing adjudicative, judicial kind of things because they're determining these things. And someone... How did nobody raise their hand and say, I'm sorry, isn't this violate the separation of powers in a dramatic fashion? So all of the arguments that were just accepted and justifying the president not being able to fire people from the FTC in 1935 are exactly the arguments that I would think the court today would say, wait a minute, if that is true, maybe they were wrong about the different things the FTC does, or maybe they're not doing those things anymore, but if they are, boy, howdy, we need to get rid of this plate thing because it's not part of our American system because it completely is outside of the separation of powers. You can't put all of the powers, even if it's just over a certain area of law, just like we don't have the president is also, you know, the chief justice and the Speaker of the House, because that would put it all in one person. We don't want to have, even if it's just over trade, we don't want to have that all going in one bucket. That's entirely opposite to what our framers were trying to do with the Constitution. They're trying to separate the powers so the checks and balances keep the government in line.
Yeah, and they said that the power of the executive will be vested in a president of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. They didn't say, and a bunch of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats you've never heard of who can't be fired and who can make the life miserable and have an agenda contrary to the president of the United States of America. I mean, that's not in the Constitution, Article 2. I read it once or twice. I've never seen that in there.
No, and it's interesting because these agencies are designed by Congress to actually undermine the president's accountability and authority because they have people that are on these staggered terms so that you have some people that are Democrats, some people that are Republicans on these commissions. But it really is designed to make sure that a new president doesn't have the ability to affect policy. Well, that's an interesting idea. And, you know, you can have arguments in your political science class for whether it's better or worse for them to be able to do it. But for better or for worse, our system is that the president is the executive authority. So you can't take that power away from the presidency just because you think it'd be better if a bunch of, as Justice Jackson was putting, we need all these experts. We need experts running everything. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting idea. But if you want to have an expertocracy, then maybe we need to amend the Constitution, because that's not the Constitution we have right now. And the Supreme Court has to uphold our Constitution, not your dream expertocracy Constitution.
Yeah, Carrie, I couldn't believe it yesterday when Ketanji Brown actually said the quiet part out loud, that these experts and these PhDs are the ones who run our government. And that's exactly the problem.
Yeah, this is not the people that you want, and not the people that any of us chose.
That's, and I can't get rid of them.
I can't
right. Unelect them. Congress, you know, I mean, at least there's a process where if Congress isn't happy with the president, the Congress can impeach the president. If I'm not happy with the president, I don't have to vote for that president again. If the president's term limited, there'll be ramifications for his or her political party. I mean, there's systems there, but there's no system for the guy who decides, you know what, I'm going to make your life miserable by making your shower low flow and your toilet not be able to flush properly.
I get rid of your light bulb. Get rid of your gas stove.
Right.
No, I know. There's a huge list. And exactly. There is no check on that authority. And the president, you know, gets two terms. These guys are in the administrative state, in the deep state. They're in there. I mean, it might be harder to get rid of them than it is to get rid of a Supreme Court justice with life tenure. It's a real challenge to our system. And I think you could listen to in the arguments, they were spinning out. If we continue to go down this road, what are the possibilities? And one of the suggestions, what if the same party had the president and Congress, and they decided to pass a law creating this, making all of the cabinet level positions this kind of, you know, 5-member commission or whatever, and then giving them all 20-year terms. You could have one set of people who control the government today lock in for the next couple decades or longer, even. You know, they're one party control of government, and that's just such a huge workaround to our constitutional system. I don't think we can stand for it. I don't think the Supreme Court's going to stand for it. And that's really so exciting. This has been decades in the coming of these types of arguments being brought, you know, with people doing the academic research on it, bringing these kinds of cases piece by piece, working on it. And then, frankly, the fact that we now have a Supreme Court that's excited about these kind of arguments, that cares about the Constitution, that is a huge shift. Because if you had brought this case 10 years ago, the court might have said, oh, yeah, a 1935 case, that sounds great. Let's just keep going with what we were doing. More of the same. But today's Supreme Court cares more about the Constitution than just going along to get along.
Last thing I'll say on that subject, Carrie Severino, is that Richard Trumka, who was the head of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, was the architect of the idea of banning gas stoves under the guise that, well, you know, they're bad for kids with asthma, and we have the ability. He wrote this whole memo, as you know. We have the ability to just single-handedly ban this product because of kids with asthma. I mean, you talk about an extreme abuse of power. If any of these boards and commissions serve a purpose and they want to be advisory and have absolutely no enforceable powers whatsoever, nothing binding, and they want to give recommendations, that's fine. But to just be able to come around and ban a product, I mean, the last time we banned something in this country, we did it through a constitutional amendment, and that was alcohol. But to just ban gas stoves by a memorandum, I mean, it's just ludicrous.
Yeah, and you know, if Congress was considering this bill, I mean, maybe you'd say it's not gas stove, say it's some kind of really dangerous chemical that's killing millions of people. Then they have to be accountable for that decision. If it turns out it's a really dangerous product killing millions of people and they ban it, everyone's going to love them. They're going to reelect them. If it turns out they're banning gas stoves for reasons, specious reasons, then it's like, you know what? Everyone's going to kick the bums out. That's the check on the system. But we don't have that check on this, you know, fourth branch of government, mystery branch, that's just sitting out there wanting to do its own thing with no real oversight.
Yeah, so well said. The Leviathan and the massive government, and a lot of this under President Franklin Roosevelt, right? I mean, he created a lot of these agencies and expanded the power of the executive branch. I know it goes back to as far as 90 years, but I mean, under Roosevelt, the executive branch grew and grew and grew. And agencies nowadays that I don't think are necessary anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, I think we could abolish some of these three-letter and four-letter agencies. I really do. But in the meantime, at least until we do that, having the president be able to deal with these people directly would be a wonderful win for the presidency on this.
Big step in the right direction.
And then a win for the people. Carrie Severino, always a pleasure to have you. I really appreciate your analysis. Follow Carrie, follow the Judicial Crisis Network, and we'll post a link to your latest piece as well. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. Great talking to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
BPHT, Tim Minella. Timothy Minella is a senior fellow at the Van Sittert Center for Constitutional Advocacy at the Goldwater Institute. And it's great to have him here on the show. You can follow him on X at Tim Minella. So first of all, should I call you Tim or Timothy?
Timothy's fine. Thanks right. So much for having me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for being here. All right. So Timothy, but Tim on X. So that's just, I just want to make sure everybody gets that. And I get it because my son's Patrick and I call him Patrick. I don't like Pat, but I guess probably easier on X to go with Tim, right?
Yeah, a little shorter on the handle there.
Yeah, shorter on the handle. Before we begin, just so people know, tell us about the Goldwater Institute.
The Goldwater Institute fights for constitutional principles in all 50 states across this country. And we are very interested in education in particular. And and reforming it so that both K through 12 and higher ed serve the American people.
Well said. All right. Well, I have this great article that I saw that you put together, and it's peer review gone wild. Flagship political science journal shows how academic gatekeepers promote ideology over scholarship. So, you know, the peer review gone wild. It's just funny to me. It's a great title, by the way. It's a great headline. You said the last half century we've seen our institutions replace classroom instruction with research output. And to combat this trend, legislation will establish new tenure pathways that focus on rewarding the instructional performance of professors. So, first of all, what is the current state as I think about my son going to college in the next, I don't know, he's 11 now, so 7 years or so.
Mm-hmm. So this report is about a broader trend. This report looks at a specific journal in political science, but there's a broader thing that's been happening over the course of 50 years, as the introduction talks about, which is that colleges, including public universities, have increasingly focused on research at the expense of teaching. There's been an explosion in just the number of articles in scholarly and academic journals that have been published. And more, publishing your research is how you get rewarded and advanced if you are an academic, if you are pursuing an academic career. Mm-hmm. In many cases, in order to get tenure, you've got to have a pretty long trail of publications to quote unquote prove that you're a legitimate scholar and that you deserve tenure or other sorts of rewards for your work. And I think one of the bad side effects of this is, as the introduction talks about, a devaluing of teaching in higher education. So I think a broader thing that's happening here is we've lost sight of the education part of higher education here. And what we show in this report is that the research that's being pumped out is often very questionable, very dubious, and very, very far to one side of the ideological spectrum. And that's why anyone who's concerned with higher education, and especially public higher education, should be concerned about the findings in this report. And we should make some really important reforms so that we restore excellence to both teaching and research in higher education.
Now, Timothy, I guess the question as people are listening to this is they may be thinking like, well, who cares? I mean, we've had this debate about college and how maybe higher education is not necessary. So so who cares if the focus is not on teaching? Maybe it's better if they're just doing research and not necessarily in the classroom, so to speak.
Yeah. So what I would say to that is I think students and who go to public universities in particular, I mean, they should get something out of that. And there are many professions in this country that I think for the near future are going to require college degrees, such as teaching being an important aspect of that. One example of that. So K through 12 teachers, I don't see that changing anytime soon, that if you want to teach in the K through 12 system, especially in a public school, you will have to have a college degree. And so it matters who's going into these professor jobs and who's teaching our students at public universities. And if the quality of instruction is bad, and if the instruction is even more so ideologically driven and not about excellence and preparedness of our students, that affects everybody, and it affects the pathways that people have to take in order to go into their chosen careers.
It's an excellent point. I'll add another thing, too. I'm paying for this, right? I mean, whether I send my son to that college or not, if I live in a state, I'm funding Rutgers, I'm funding Rowan, I'm funding all these other universities, correct?
That's absolutely right. I think one point we make in this report is that even if the research itself is not subsidized by the government, which in many cases it is, but in some cases it's not, still, many professors at public universities, this is a big part of their job description, that they do research. They produce new knowledge. This is a justification for them not teaching as much and having research. If the research is questionable, if the gatekeepers who are supposed to ensure that the research is legitimate and is actually advancing knowledge, if they're not doing their jobs, then we need to question taxpayer support, especially at public universities, for this entire academic research complex.
I want to ask another question too, and this is kind of broader than simply academia, but we've seen this pushback on the expert culture, this notion, and it's funny because Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson essentially said that the other day in the arguments over the president's ability to fire an FTC commissioner. You know, the PhDs and the experts who run our country. It seems to me that in this country, in academia especially, and that's obviously the heart of all this, there becomes this idea that if you disagree with the groupthink, you're on the outs. And I've heard a lot about how that also affects funding. You know, if you challenge the concept that global warming is man-made or human-made, excuse me, then you're going to lose your funding if you challenge these certain things. How much of that plays into the peer-reviewed aspect of this, where it's the research that's done has to be consistent with the research of the groupthink that is the accepted among the peers in academia?
I think it plays a massive role. And as an example from the report we just released, we looked at every article that was published in this journal over the last 5 years. Over 100 articles dealt with race, gender, sexual orientation, decolonization, those sorts of left-wing buzzwords and concepts. A grand total of three articles dealt specifically with the Constitution of the United States or the constitutions of the 50 states. So over 100, I believe it was around 120 versus three. This is the kind of systemic bias in terms of the topics that are being approved, that it's a very clear message. If you do research on race, gender, sexual orientation, etc., you're much more likely to be published in this journal than if you do solid scholarship on constitutional history or a constitutional issue that's before the court, for instance. And this is the kind of groupthink that you're describing. That's the other important thing to realize here, is that the journal and these gatekeepers send signals about what research is hot, what research is going to be more likely to be approved, and that filters down to the kinds of research topics that scholars and academics choose to pursue. And there are whole important parts of political science, I would argue, that are being ignored because of these signals.
And I guess I got to ask the question, if I were to pursue some sort of an academic research into, say, transgender, and I come to the conclusion that it's all BS and boys are boys and girls are girls, I have a feeling I'm probably not going to get published. Am I kind of in the right ballpark on this this theory of mine?
Yeah, I would not be. I completely agree with you that because and this goes to larger trends in academia as a whole, where it's for a variety of reasons. Academia, as you know, very, very far to the left. And so, absolutely, arguments that cut against the grain are absolutely less likely to be published and heard from in these journals. So that's another big issue.
That's not surprising at all. Timothy Minella, is there another great example you can give us of where the research has to go in the direction of the left?
Yeah, There's some really, you know, really disappointing examples of things that are being published in this journal. So as one example, there's an article on the quote on the politics of superheroes, in which the the researcher spends a whole article describing the how superheroes reflect certain aspects of politics in the modern day. And this researcher calls the character of Punisher an emblem of quote unquote white male grievance. There's another article that argues for the quote unquote socialization of housework. And that's the kind of stuff that, again, this is supposed to be a high level top journal in political science. And this is the kind of thing that's being held out as cutting edge research that advances knowledge in the discipline. And I question that. I question whether things like the politics of superheroes or the socialization of housework is really helping us to understand politics at a higher level.
And I think you're very wise to question it, Timothy Minnella. Well, excellent report. I appreciate it. I thank the great work of the people at the Goldwater Institute. I thank you. Follow Tim on X at Tim Minnella and follow the Goldwater Institute as well. This is really important stuff because we fund a lot of these state schools and it affects all of us. So thank you, my friend, for joining us here. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.